13K off MSRP. 22 Challenger GT, 7K off MSRP. 22 Durango SXT up to $8,250 off MSRP. And lease a Durango GT all-wheel drive, 24-month lease, $2,999 due at signing. $309 a month. So don't forget to come see me at 5050 West Sahara. Mr. Pink, baby! Baby!
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Olivia. From Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space.
Let's get some contact with the test 1.
As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community, and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Welcome back. I am Michael Schaus filling in for Kevin Wall. And you know what? We'll go to the phones. 844-2-NEVADA, 844-2-NEVADA if you want to be a part of the program. That's 844-263-8232. Since we got the optimism out of the way, let's, you know, we've got plenty of pessimistic things to talk about later today. But first, let's go to the phones. Frank. Frank, what's on your mind?
Well, Michael, you really got me my back against the wall on time. I was going to tell you about, I'll just knock it out. I picked up in my cab, and we're going back about 25 years, maybe 30 years. He was dressed to the nines, and he had a Rolex watch, the Bumo Armani suit. And he was asking me about my license and, you know, was I born here in Las Vegas? And I was kind of getting a little unnerved and curious. And he kept, he goes, so you're not from here? And I go, no. So he goes, so you're an American? And I said, yeah, I just up and moved from Tustin, Orange County, California, and moved here. And he said, I'm a United Emirates prince. I have to get permission to move next door.
Yep.
And that's what I wanted to share. Yeah.
I mean, isn't that,
that's what I got for you, buddy.
Yeah, no. I appreciate it because that's exactly the type of thing that I'm talking about. I know folks who live over in the UK right now. And, you know, even today, in today's world where you would think that, you know, Western democracy, we're all free and everything, they can't do anything. without permission from their government. I mean, they are absolutely people are getting arrested in the UK because there was a lady who got arrested because she was standing outside of an abortion clinic praying silently to herself. And they considered that an inappropriate protest and they arrested her. I mean, so, you know, even in today's world where we are just living in this little stretch of, you know, metropolis in the middle of the Mojave, we tend to be very, very free folks. I really appreciate the phone call, Frank. Again, 844-2-NEVADA if you want to be a part of the program. That's 844-263-8232. You know, we've got plenty to talk about. Yes, I promise we are going to get to some of the pessimistic things and more of your phone calls. I know we've got a couple people on hold right now. But I do also, when we get back, want to talk about Southwest. Because if you need a reason to feel a little depressed, try to sympathize or empathize with those poor folks who are stuck in an airport right now or paying thousands of dollars to get a rental car or something. Again, I am Michael Schaus filling in for Kevin Wall here on 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 12:30, as we check out your conditions on the area freeways right now, you know they had a huge backup heading into California on Interstate 15 South yesterday. I'm looking at mile marker 16 right now on 15 South, and it's pretty congested out there. So give yourself some extra time if you are a Californian heading back home on Interstate 15 southbound, because you got a lot of friends out there as well. Also, look out for crashes northbound Rancho at Decatur. That's in the early stages. Westbound Hacienda. That's at Fort Apache on the west side. And a hit-and-run incident. That's Wynwood at Smoke Ranch.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash powered by the Score app. College football bowl action on Wednesday at the Holiday Bowl. Number 15, Oregon rallied past North Carolina 28-27. Bo Nix tossed a six-yard touchdown pass to Chase Cota on fourth down with 19 seconds on the clock. Then Camden Lewis hit the point after, bouncing it off the left upright for the win. In the Liberty Bowl, triple overtime, Arkansas beat Kansas 55-53. KJ Jefferson passed to Rashad Dubinion for a two-point conversion in the third overtime for the victory. The Jayhawks rallied from 25 points down in the second half to force overtime. In the Military Bowl, Duke beat UCF 30-13. Riley Leonard ran for a pair of touchdowns and threw for 173 yards, helping the Blue Devils win their fourth consecutive bowl game. NFL Thursday Night Football, the 11-4 Cowboys visit the 7-8 Titans. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ Talk Radio done right.
I didn't think it was possible to meet someone like Susan. We just clicked after realizing we each have a strong sense of self and share the same core values in life.
After taking our advanced personality test, Daniel and Susan matched on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want. Sign up today at silversingles.com/meet. That's silversingles.com/meet.
8 actors representing true customer testimonials. Names have been changed.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. The results of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by...
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else has gotten back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Welcome back. I'm Michael Schaus, filling in for Kevin Wall. Yes, former communications director for Nevada Policy. Now I've got my own shop, Schaus Creative LLC. And I'm trying really hard to be optimistic as the future approaches, because it's almost 2023. Still can't quite wrap my brain around that. But yeah, as of this weekend, you know, the we still don't have flying cars, by the way. And this is, I mean, we were promised flying cars back in like the 50s and 60s. I'm gonna start getting upset here pretty soon.
Back to the Future.
Yes.
Remember in Back to the Future, which came out in what, the late 80s?
Yeah. Yeah,
they had flying cars.
Yeah, they expected by 2021, I think. You know, that was supposed to be the year or something, and we still don't have it. I don't. But speaking of cars, if you are driving back to California, this is your reminder that you live very much in the wrong state, because that traffic jam is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to what's wrong with California. Let's hear 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. Let's go to the phones. Brady, what's on your mind?
Yeah, right on. Who needs cars when you got UFOs?
Right.
You know, we're right next to Area 51. I won't even go there yet. But what I wanted to say, your last guest sounded to be so rosy about the last few years. Did he forget that we were under lockdown for 2 years? Almost all of us, 5 out of 7 people, got the death jab, which was a complete bioweapon still disguised by our government. You stand a better chance of getting shot in Chicago than you do in Afghanistan, where the war is going on. What's so good about the last two years that libtard from California can see that it is progressing forward? He seemed to forget about the wide open borders, all the crime on the streets, the fentanyl.
Well, hang on. Before we list everything, I think the point here isn't that the last 2 years have been absolutely rosy. Obviously, there have been a lot of things, and there are a lot of things moving forward that you got to worry about. It's, again, put that into perspective. You know, child mortality rates are not at 40%. Child mortality rates are 12%. Let's hear. Let me pull up a couple of little stats for you here. Okay, the world's population living in what's defined as extreme poverty fell to 12%. That's from 36% just in 1990. Only 12%, that's roughly 1 out of 10 people in the world now live in extreme poverty. That is an all-time low for humankind.
How come the people's your lifespan went down the first time in history? We had the most deaths.
No, it did not go down for the first. It did not go down for the first time in history. It's plummeted before this.
It's the worst it's ever been.
That is not true. Dude, the Black Plague, man. People's life expectancy was like 30 years. We're living to 70-something now. This is amazing.
You got the Black Plague right in the form of that death jab that you lined up for. People are starting to realize it. The Black Plague was right in that COVID vaccine that everybody stood up for.
Okay, look, I am not a fan. I am not a fan of the vaccine, especially for people who, you know, don't need it. I mean, like little kids, stuff like that. But I will say this. The effects from the vaccine are nowhere near some of the diseases that you used to die from a common cold.
Are you
if
insane?
You got a bacterial infection in 1900, you were dead. Dead if you had strep throat.
You're absolutely out of your mind. We've lost 25 million people worldwide from the jab. Wake up.
25 million worldwide. How many people are, what are we at now, Jim? Are we at 9 billion people, 10 billion people on the planet?
I think it's closer to 8 billion.
We're
going to
lose
a lot of
3
people.
Billion by the time it's over. Are you happy with we're going to lose 3 billion?
Okay, you know what?
The death jab has a higher mortality rate for the people giving birth than the actual abortion pill. Wake up, man.
All right, Brady, thank you very much for your call. You know, it is amazing to me, though, that you can look at, you know, for example, human history. I mean, again, go back to not even that long ago, 100+ years ago, when you were just living in the Wild West. All right, there were literally millions of ways to die any given day. And they weren't all, you know, radically extreme, crazy ways like a marauding group of warring Indians coming over the hill and wiping out your... No, I mean, little things like, oh, I got a scratch from a rusty nail. I mean, that could kill you. Okay, this is, we're, when you look at human history is a basically just a giant book full of death, misery, poverty, and enslavement.
But if you want to talk about an actual vaccine, I mean, these are flu shots. These COVID shots are
correct.
They're flu shots. You have to have multiple. But, you know, polio used to be a really bad disease.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Yeah. There have been advancements. But that is a true vaccine.
And you make a great point here, Jim. We should point out, or I should point out, make sure that I'm absolutely clear here. You know, I'm not a fan of what's going on with the COVID vaccine, namely because it's not really a vaccine. That's not really what this is. You know, a vaccine stops you from getting it and stops you from spreading it. That's what the polio vaccine did. That's what, you know, mumps and measles and, you know, fill in the blank. That's not what this vaccine is. And I'm not going to be sitting out here going, yeah, the vaccine's great. And aren't all those pharmaceutical companies altruistic, wonderful people? What I'm saying is that despite all the horrible, awful, liberty-eroding things that happen on a daily basis, even taking into account the insanity of the last couple of years, right now, in the day and age that we live today, I would rather live today than any other time in human history because I have access to things like actual vaccines. I have access to things like antibiotics. I have access to things like indoor plumbing, air conditioning. I'm not going to die of heat stroke during the summer, or at least not likely to die of heat stroke during the summer in the middle of the Mojave Desert, because guess what? I've got an air conditioner. It's an amazing time to be alive. And it's an amazing time to be alive, even when you look politically. Once again, think about free speech, or think about, let's go back to talking about Twitter and things like that. I can get access to information from literally the tips of my fingers. On my cell phone, I can get anything I wanted. Even back when I was in high school, if I wanted to find out about something, I would have to go down, trudge my little butt down to a library, pick out, what was it, the microfilm or whatever, go through all that. I mean, that's how you used to do research. You know, the wealth of information that I have at my fingertips, the ability I have to speak freely, and just the general health and betterment of my daily life is unlike anything any ancestor of mine could have ever even imagined. Hey, we're going to take more of your phone calls as soon as we get back, but we do have to take a break right now. 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232 if you want to be a part of the program. I'm Michael Schaus filling in for Kevin Wall here on 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club. Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, I switched off the radio. I want to tell you, your heater's not working. Come get a new car or a used car, I don't care, and get a car with the heaters working, all right? It's cold outside. Come see me at Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram on the corner of Sahara Decatur, 5050 West Sahara.
Mr. Pink, baby! Baby!
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Carry on my way.
don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Stop in today and get a premium synthetic blend oil change for just $29.95.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? I promise never to take more money than you.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670, KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Welcome back. I'm not Kevin Wall. I'm Michael Schaus, filling in for Kevin Wall. And 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232 if you want to be a part of the program. I'm going to go to the phones here in just a second. But first, a couple of quick little stats for you. In 1950, so not even that long ago, okay, 1950, 70-some-odd years ago, the average life expectancy at birth was only 48.5 years. By 2019, it was 72.8 years. In 1950, out of every 1,000 live births, 20 children would be expected dead before their fifth birthday. That number is now only 2.7. And this is worldwide, by the way. between 1961 and 2013, the average food supply per person increased by 32%. Which means that we're eradicating hunger as well. I mean, there's been massive gains and not even over a huge amount of time. And that, I think, is what the point is when we say that there's never been a better time to be alive. It's not that politics are better. It's not that we've got necessarily more freedom. I mean, Gavin Newsom would definitely see to that. You know, he was arresting people on surfboards during the COVID crisis. But the big picture, I'd rather live now than any other time. Hey, let's go to the phones. We've got Gary. Gary, what's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, you're always interesting and intriguing. I'm glad you are doing the show again. Thank you for taking my call. Happy New Year, and Happy New Year to my good friend over there, Gentleman Jim Dallas. I just want to tell you, I belong to the Dinosaur Society.
Okay.
That means I'm over 55, and I belong to the Dinosaur Society. That's what I think. I want to be pessimistic. I've been experimenting with marijuana, so I don't drink as much, thanks to a friend. And I think it should be illegal because my mind is going into weird places. Like it upset me to see a colonel from the Air Force on Christmas Eve on the news informing everyone that Santa is on his way. And they're tracking him with the radar. It upset me because I think we're going too far with this hoax. I mean, is this a bad thing? Or is it the marijuana in me? Or should we be telling kids, like, you don't lie. Lying is bad. Yet we're lying to them. There is no Santa Claus. I mean, could this – I give a big shout-out to Clinical Carl. Maybe you can help me with this. What should I do? Just drink beer moderately? Or should I continue experimenting with marijuana?
You know,
I wish you yes.
No, I mean, you know, all things in moderation. I mean, again, you're talking to a libertarian. You're talking to a guy who, you know, I think most prohibition laws are just doomed to fail for a whole host of reasons. I mean, some of which being economic and everything else. But you know, everything in moderation. I growing up, I used to smoke cigarettes and everything else. And you know what? It's not going to be good for me if I continue to smoke, you know, two packs of cigarettes a day, every single day until I finally keel over. But, you know, when somebody goes out and you're out in the middle of nowhere and, hey, you want to have a cigar, like, this is fine. Moderation is what matters in life.
I lean very much to being a libertarian. I'm trying to be funny, but I do admit, though, when I smoke marijuana, no, my imagination runs off the rails, and I'm trying to, you know.
Oh, I got to tell you, when, you know, I used to smoke way back when, I did it a couple times. I never liked marijuana. I mean, it was one of those things, hey, somebody wants to smoke it, more power to you, I don't care. It was just, for me, I just never enjoyed it because I really did have that problem where my mind would go off the rails. And, you know, I felt like I wasn't in control of my own thoughts. Hey, Gary, I appreciate the phone call. 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232 if you want to be a part of the program. I promise we're going to talk a little bit more about the Southwest debacle, because that is, if you want a reason to be pessimistic, look at the airlines, apparently. And then, of course, we've got a lot more coming up, including in the next hour, we're going to be talking a little bit more about Twitter and technology and, ooh, cryptocurrency, whether or not you feel optimistic about cryptocurrency, too. I've got somebody who, I don't know, I think he's still optimistic. I'm a little less so. Again, I'm Michael Schaus, filling in for Kevin Wall here on 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Liuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. and de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.